96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Hayward was brighter than ever over the weekend for the Lightyear Engines Parade. The annual tradition lights up Main Street with holiday-themed vehicles and floats, everything from cars and trucks to ATVs and UTVs. The Lightyear Engines Parade rolls down Main Street and turns onto 2nd Street and is a part of the annual Christmas in Hayward festivities, which is an ongoing celebration between Thanksgiving and Christmas weekends. Bringing the Hayward community together as the countdown to Christmas begins, the festivities are organized by business owner Billy Joe Sabin. She owns the Angler's Bar and Grill on Main Street and has coordinated the Lightyear Engines Parade for the past 7 years, with help in recent years from Michelle Richardson of the Driving Force, a local group that promotes snowmobiling and ATV trail riding in Sawyer County. Sabin says there were 27 entries this year, most from local businesses, along with several residents who joined in with their own decorated floats. She says she loves helping families create new traditions and memories during the holiday season.
To see the amount of people that were at the parade on Saturday night, even with the bitter coldness, it was super cool. It brings tears to my eyes. It's such a great thing for the area.
She adds that many families reach out to her to see when the parade is to start planning for the weekend. She also credits the Hayward Police Department and Public Works Department for helping clear Main Street and prepare the route, and the Downtown Hayward Business Improvement District and local businesses for supporting the broader Christmas in Hayward events. A full list of events for this month can be found on the Christmas in Hayward Facebook page or the Downtown Hayward, Wisconsin website. You may have noticed flags at half-staff over the weekend. Sunday was Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, a day that will live in infamy. Melissa Kay has more.
Buckley Baldwin, VFW Post 2534 in Wisconsin Rapids, is one of only three in the state who continue the tradition. Post Commander Sean Plant.
It is a little bit of history and a little bit of celebration about the remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day.
On December 7th, 1941, Japanese planes destroyed or damaged 19 U.S. warships and 300 aircraft in less than 90 minutes, according to the National World War II Museum. More than 2,400 U.S. servicemen were killed, almost half from the USS Arizona. The battleship sank within minutes after a bomb ignited more than 1 million pounds of ammunition in its forward magazine. During last year's ceremony at VFW Post 2534, special guest Mike Gunner Pohl, a U.S. Coast Guard veteran with Fleet Reserve Association, Branch 238.
I am forever grateful to the men and women who now sleep in peace, that were attending MASH, playing catch on the pier, working on planes, whatever they were doing that Sunday morning at Pearl Harbor, and suddenly thrust into combat.
The number of survivors of those who served in Pearl Harbor during the attack are dwindling, as many are now in their 90s or 100s. In April of this year, one of the oldest known survivors, Vaughn P. Drake Jr., died at the age of 106. While veterans across the nation pause to remember and honor this day, the other two ceremonies on December 7th in Wisconsin include the Civil War Museum in Kenosha, presented by the Navy Club Ship 40, and the Milwaukee County War Memorial, presented by AM Vets in the Veterans Gallery.
The Lacouture Police Department hosted its first ever Shop with a Cop event last week, and it turned out bigger than they expected. The Boys and Girls Club of Lacouture nominated nearly 30 students who were paired with law enforcement officers for a shopping trip. According to Lacouture Public Relations, the event is designed to strengthen relationships between law enforcement and the community, especially youth. The day started at L&M, where students picked out winter gear. L&M also donated hats for the students and their families and the participating officers. Next, they headed to Walmart, where the students picked out holiday gifts for their families or items they needed. After the shopping trip, students and their families joined the officers for dinner at the Seven Winds Casino. This year's program was made possible through support from the Lac-Couturier Police Department and Seven Winds Casino. So many kids had participated that they had to bring in the LCO Conservation Department and Sawyer County Sheriff's Department to make sure each student had a law enforcement partner. The LCO Police Department plans to make the Shop with a Cop event an annual tradition. Anyone interested in donating can contact the LCO Police Department. The Four Seasons Recreational Club will be hosting an ATV and snowmobile safety training course. The training will be happening December 13th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Jack Lynx Aquatic and Activity Center in Minong. The club will be providing a helmet to every participant in the course. The cost is $20 for both courses, and registration for the snowmobile course automatically enrolls you in the ATV certification course. You can register on the DNR's Go Wild website. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Badgers hockey is number one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The rankings are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team remains ranked number one in the nation after sweeping the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers men's team ranked second in the nation behind the first place Michigan Wolverines. NFL, the Packers back at practice tomorrow. Sunday, they face the Broncos in Denver. The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. Matt LaFleur revealed that despite playing the last 2 weeks, wide receiver Dontavian Wicks still recovering from that ankle injury.
He's been battling through that, and I would say it's day to day. I mean, he was limited in practice, and we'll see how he progresses, but certainly we need him out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have the night off. They're going to host the Boston Celtics Thursday night at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Baseball, the editors of Baseball America have named the Milwaukee Brewers the Major League Organization of the Year and named Pat Murphy their Manager of the Year. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some snow on the way. Snow will develop this afternoon and continue through tonight into tomorrow. We could get 4 to 6, even up to 7 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down. And the wind will be gusty up to 25 or 30, and that'll create blowing snow tonight into tomorrow morning. Snow will end, wind will die down, conditions improve tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.